never have to bury your own babies. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow so that I can feel the rain? Grave digger. When you dig my grave, can you make it shallow so that I can feel the rain? Grave digger. Little Mikey Carson, 67 to 75, he rode his bike like the devil until the day he died. He grows up, he wants to be Mr. Vertigo on the flying trapeze. Oh, 1940 to 1992. Grave digger. When you dig my grave, would you make it shallow so I can feel the rain? Grave digger. When you dig my grave, so that I can feel the rain. Grave digger.
Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Well, it was an entertaining first half, and good perseverance by the Red Raiders as they hold a 3-1 lead over Wausau East after the first half of play. Rapids got the scoring started right away, just over 10 minutes into the contest. With a handball in the box, whistle. Isaiah Torek, he was able to get the scoring parade started for the Red Raiders as he drilled the ball past Andrew Kraft for the 1-0 advantage, but unfortunately for Rapids, that lead was not long for this world. East, they kept cracking the ball up in the attacking zone and trying to use their speed advantage in the short half of the field to get the ball up, and they finally did, as it was a close opportunity when Peter Nakarani was able to just slip the ball past Aiden Pisek to get the ball past him and slowly over the goal line to tie the game at 1-1. But Rapids was not to be denied, as later on in that half at 33-43, off of a corner kick by Lane Neiman, Rapids' Nathan Bouchard was able to get the ball into the back of the net. And then just under 3 minutes later, off of a free kick by Neiman, Rapids scored again by Deegan Armagost, and that is how they sit with a 3-1 advantage. Both Kraft and Pisek made three saves in that first half, with both teams taking three shots, as Rapids held a 7-1 penalty, or a 7-1 advantage in the category of corner kicks. So Rapids doing a great job keeping the pressure on East. forcing them to kick the ball out of bounds when they're in the attacking zone or nudge it out of bounds, whatever method that they do. And Rapids just making them pay for some mistakes that they make. One yellow card, however, as that was up against, I believe that would be, double check my numbers here, for East, that'll be Lucian Nakarani. He was whistled for a yellow card late in the half. So we'll see how East responds. They always talk about, at least in the sport of hockey, the two-goal lead's the worst one protect. And I've always said soccer's hockey on grass, so I can't imagine two-goal lead's any nicer for any soccer team, honestly, as the teams will flip ends. Rapids going from my right to the left, going from south to north, going towards Lincoln High School. As East, they have flipped. They're going from my left to the right towards 105.5 on your radio dial and towards the hockey arena. This first touch controlled by Rapids is East trying to break it out of there. East again wearing their road white tops and bottoms and socks with red numbers. Rapids wearing their home red socks, red shorts with white trim, and their black tops with red numbers. So numbers are a little hard to read on the black, but it'll be all right. As Jack Ackerman kicks it up the near side, he centers it, booms it up high, looking for Walker Schmidt, I believe that was, as the ball bounces out of play, out of the back end, and going to be a goal kick coming up here for Kraft. Again, thanks for everybody joining me on this beautiful Tuesday night. Very, very light breeze. You can feel the temperature dropping just a hair. And, of course, our good buddy Seth Hebiger back at the studio doing an amazing job as always. Always fun working with him. We get the trifecta this week. We got Seth tonight. Thursday night, we got more boys soccer coming your way. Nakusa against Cooley Christian. And that'll be Laura, another consummate professional. And then the legend, Friday night, Nakusa against the Devils football. Don Chesbrough, the legend, coming out of retirement. Just again. As we're very happy to bring all these games to you. And fortunately, in conversations, Randy Paul, he's still a little bit under the weather. He doesn't think he's going to be able to make it on Friday. And we wish nothing but the best and our good buddy to be feeling better. Doing good. Feeling better. Just doesn't know if he's going to be able to make it. Nasty bug. So, it'll be me on the call again for our final Friday Night Lights. For our final Friday Night Lights of the season, as we now are contractually obligated for the River Kings. We'll be starting a week from Friday, first home game, 7 p.m. puck drop as Rapids gets the ball short and just wide of the near post. Rapids, Deegan Armagost, he's nearly buried that one for your Wayne Larrabee dagger. Oh, Rapids. Beautiful centering attempt and just not able to bury it. But as I was saying, yeah, first home River Kings home game a week from Friday against Hudson. We'll be there for that game and the second one of the series, the finale against the Havoc on Saturday. 7 p.m. puck drops both nights. As it's that time of year, we get to start focusing on the winter sports in hockey and basketball and wrestling and all of it. Looking forward to bringing all of that to our wonderful listeners, the best listeners in radio, James likes to say, and I gotta agree with him. I only know good people that listen to 105.5. As East gets the ball down in the Rapid zone, but kicks it way out of play over goal. And a goal kick coming up here for Pisac. Gonna be a little light on the schedule next week, as just about all the regular seasons are regular seasons are wrapping up and waiting on the playoff seedings. And when we know, you'll know, we'll get those. If we have any home playoff games that we're going to be able to do, we'll get them put on the schedule. We'll be bringing it to them. We'll be bringing them to you. And very excited, looking forward to doing that. Just got to find out what the seedings are, and then we can plan. As just about everybody's kind of on the road next week. That's okay. Give myself a little bit of a break. And sharp angle shot, and that's covered up by Kraft. Kraft getting a workout here. In the early second half, Rapids leads 3-1. Ball up to midfield. Rapids just trying to hold it down. Four defenders in the back row for Rapids. They try to get the ball back up again, but Kraft is there to scoop it up. But it'll be good and get a kind of a little bit of a week to let the sound engineers get some time off, because we run them ragged around these here parts. And even let me get a little bit of a break and spend some time doing some work and maybe even doing a little hunting, doing some yard work. And got a bunch of pumpkins I got to try to sell. It's that time of year. As header goes way wide of the mark. Another goal kick coming up for East. 5 minutes into the second half, where Rapids leads 3-1. Junkyard Bar and Grill, home of Central Wisconsin's best fish fry that was voted on during the Lenten season. Junkyard Bar and Grill, where every time is a good time. Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. I know Randy loves the spaghetti there. And they say good fish fry, so why don't you combine the two? I don't know why that would be that bad, as there's a whistle out on the field and a free kick coming. Free kick coming up for Elaine Neiman. She tried to one-time it. Ball's loose. Shot coming up again. Oh, man, that rebound was nearly buried by Lincoln Reeves. I believe that's Reeves. Double-check that. And then, oh, it's Bouchard, excuse me. As that free kick, that initial stop by Kraft, rebound nearly buried by Bouchard. As Kraft, he's been really saving the bacon here in this second half. Rapids getting the ball down deep. Comes back out towards midfield. 47-03 into the game. 7 minutes into the second half. Rapids leads 3-1 over Wausau East and the regular season home finale. Ball scoots across the field. As Schmidt giving chase for the Red Raiders. Walker Schmidt, that is. East trying to get some pressure generated, but they're having a hard time getting the ball into the Rapids defensive zone. As there will be a whistle for a handball against East. And now there will be a yellow card. And that's the second one. That's a red card. Second yellow. Wow. I haven't seen one of those since watching any World Cup games. As East's going to be playing with a man down the rest of the game. As East's seeing Nakarani, he gets his second yellow card of the game, and that two yellow cards make a red. He's out. And I believe he's got to miss the next one. As free kick coming, that'll be taken by Pisek. And then Rapids really can apply the pressure now, as they only have 10 players out there, being East. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. As it should be, well, it would be 10 with the goalie. So there's 10 out there, but 9 attackers. Boy, that's when things aren't going well for you, they really aren't, and that's kind of the picture that we're painting for Wausau East tonight. And that's not the picture we're painting. That's the game they're playing as Rapids. They can double team anytime that they want anyone with the ball, so I expect a lot of this second half from here on out to be played in the East defensive zone. Rapids has to play smart out there and not earn a couple of yellow cards for their own benefit. Torque with a one-timer, short, and it's going to be scooped up by Kraft. 8 minutes, nearly 9 minutes into the second half. Rapids up, 3-1. For those who maybe aren't well-versed in the world of football, as everybody else calls it in the world, or soccer, that we call it, Americans, you get a red card. Okay, that's a no-no. It's like getting a flag on you or a personal foul in American football. You get two, you get disqualified. As if that's how soccer runs it. You get two yellow cards, that constitutes a red, and you are in trouble, good sir. And East in trouble. Bouchard, he gets the ball past Kraft. Ball bounces. Out of play. Corner kick coming for East. Oh, and there's crashing the net was Deegan Armagost, as was Jack Ackerman. And the ball goes out of play, but Rapids still gets a corner kick out of it. All kinds of fun here, Seth. And, of course, all of our listeners. Hope you're having fun listening, too. We do it for you. And the kids, of course. As the ball bounces up near side. Going for it is Bouchard. He centers it. Pops up in the air. And it's covered up by Kraft. Streaking in was Walker Schmidt. This ball being played back up is Delgowski. For Holst. Near side. Sends it up. Out of play. Throw in for Rapids. Coming. As we have played 10 minutes into this second half. Seth, how about we play a minute and a half or a minute here, and we'll get back to the action here at 105.5 FM WIRI, where Rapids leads Wausau East 3-1.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Hey, you. Yes, you. You are important, too. Your birthday should be a fiesta. And at Rodeo Grill, it is. With a free birthday meal, dessert, and special birthday song, celebrate yourself as you do so much for others. Rodeo Grill on 8th Street, South Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Freeze warning overnight, mostly clear, areas of frost and lows in the low 30s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s, and continued warming for Thursday and Friday. With sun, highs in the low 60s. Right now it's 53.
Well, as we always say, take a break, something will happen. Rapids there. They're going to control the second half, playing up a player as Bouchard had another crossing opportunity that just went over the crossbar as Rapids really pressuring things now as Bouchard takes it up the near side. He wants to get into the scoring here as he brings it up centering, tries to center it up. East clears just high and backspin it that Torque's going to play it, and he's got to be back on the attack. Bettino. Up to Seligowski. Seligowski across the way over to Schmidt. Schmidt centering. Touched up by Neiman and scooped up by Kraft. Yeah, that's I kind of called it in the second half. Rapids is just going to be able to exercise a lot of pressure with that attacker advantage. Rapids has 11 out there. East with 10. One goalie each, so it would be 10-9 Rapids with the advantage of that after that second yellow card by Usani Nakarani. And that's going to be the story of the game right there. Rapids sending it back up again. And not able to get into the zone where you can see Rapids probably getting some bench players in who are going to be key during the playoff rush. It's kind of hard to gauge what this Rapids team is doing with all the ties on the season. Not bad outcomes, but sometimes like to get the win. One-timer by Torque, and that's going to be high and wide of the mark. So, goal kick coming up for East. As we're sitting 26 minutes left to go in this one. Get to get our first, I think we're going to get our first win of the season here in soccer. And really excited about that. I always love watching some good soccer. And we've had good soccer the rest earlier in the season. Just ended in ties. Like a Packer game a few weeks ago. His ball squirts back down to Kraft. He scoops it up and drop kick it down. And he does. Play it up. Neiman's there playing a bit of defense as he was able to mark up on Abande Mizwana. As East is trying to gain possession of the ball. Very tough night for East. Not the outcome I'm sure they wanted. But there's still plenty of time. You can catch Rapids sleeping. And you can draw up here. This ball's coming back. Be played up by Pysik. He scoops it up. Looking for somewhere to go. And I think he's going to boom that one. And he does up to midfield. There Rapids trying to get back on the attack. Karbowski, far side, looking up for, I don't think that's Neiman. I do believe that is Nathaniel Berg. That's Neiman there as he sends it up to Torque in the midfield. He's being pushed to his right side, the far side of the field. Shot sent in, and that's going to be a touch right at the box. As boy, that was a close opportunity there for Diego Patino. He didn't get enough of a touch on it right up. Outside of the goal box as it goes wide and out of play where there's another goal kick coming up for East. Eighth Street Auto, family owned and operated. Eighth Street Auto is a wonderful place to find your new driver a new ride. Save your wheels and let's go to Eighth Street Auto and have them find the wheels for them. So, big thank you out there to East Street Auto. All of our sponsors. We got a couple more to talk about. This is East back on the attack. Got the ball down near side. Trying to break out. Is there still, like I said, they're playing against one extra attacker out there. One fewer teammate. As the ball gets sent way back down, giving chase down there, and he's booking it as Nathaniel Berg. He unfortunately was not able to get there, but throw-in coming for Rapids in front of their dugout. 23 minutes left to go in this one. Zeligowski gets around a defender. He gets kicked away to the near side where it'll go out of bounds. Throw-in coming for the Red Raiders. Throw-in coming. I believe that's going to be Verhulst. And Tino unable to come up with it. East, however, turns the corner and they kick it right back out of bounds. Throw-in coming for the Red Raiders. Verhulst to do the honors. Throws in, gets it up high, nearly in the goal box. Zeligowski been kicked out by East. Just flipping through the channels last night, trying to figure out something to watch. And as East kicks the ball up midfield, taken by Torque, however, as he's starting to weave through the defense. And he's kicking back to his right, and he gets taken down as there will not be a whistle. Zelagowski has it, and now the ball comes back up midfield. As Torque is still down, they have not blown a whistle. There was no whistle as he's back up, grabbing his hip. Hopefully Torque is okay. As Rapids clears the ball out of play as they stop the clock. Finally stop the clock to make sure he's okay as he's trotting off the field. A little rough out there. I'm not going to say malicious intent by any means, but that was one where I think they could have blown the whistle a little sooner. That's just me. 58-41, time of the stoppage play. Throw-in coming for East. I guess that's one way to even the odds. You knock down a player, he can't come up and play, and you're 9-on-9. As East throws the ball in, gets in the corner, centering attempt, picked up by Rapids, kicked back out, throw-in coming for East. I was flipping through the channels and seeing what movies were going to be on TV tonight. And I saw during the day one of my favorite Halloween movies was on. I couldn't watch it because I was at work. Darn it. The John Carpenter's The Thing. Good special effects, practical effects. Always liked that one. Graphicness to it, and not for the squeamish, but always fun to watch before a big snowstorm, too. That's a fun one. As East gets the ball thrown in about midfield. Seth, what's your favorite Halloween movie? I've never asked you that. You do a good job picking out Halloween music this time of year. Have to send me a text, let me know. As East gets the ball back up midfield. Rapids battling for it, Zelagowski. Ball sent up to Karbowski on the far side. Cleared out by East. They're going to be throwing for Rapids. As let's see what Seth has to say. Yeah, the original Halloween. Yeah, that's a good one. The first two Halloweens, they're pretty good. Rob Zombie did okay with them. They're a little too graphic for me in my taste, but... Those first Halloweens are good. A shot comes in. That's a deflect. Big rebound. Shot and a goal. Rapids gets another by Diego Petito. And Rapids goes up 4-1. Number 24 for Rapids. Diego Petito at 60-34. Time of that goal. And there is your Wayne Larrabee, Randy Paul, dagger. I'd ask Randy what his favorite Halloween movie is, but he doesn't watch movies, so. Yep, Diego Petito with the goal. And Seth messaged me and says, the Poltergeist is sneaky good, too. And I would have to agree. Craig T. Hall in that. Then you have that, the short lady. I forget her name. Rubina, I think that her name, Rubina, whatever it is, that does, that's the medium in there. That's a good one, too. Yeah, that's a good one, Seth. They Live isn't bad either. With Rowdy Roddy Piper. That's a good one, too. John Carpenter had some pretty darn good movies, I'll tell you that. Of course, I'd say my favorite 80s one, Fright Night. That's where it's at for me. I like Fright Night. It has Rapids holding a 4-1 advantage over East. good special effects in Fright Night, and the soundtrack's pretty darn good. I like the soundtrack. Got some. About the big one in there, Ian Hunter. Oops. Mop the Hoople in there. The guy who... Yep, that's right. Out of the... As Seth quotes the They Live with Rowdy Roddy Piper. I'm here to chew bubblegum and whatever, and I'm all out of bubblegum. There's so many good variations you can do on that one. There's East bringing the ball up the far side. Not the Gary Larson cartoon either. As Rapids clears it back down the field. That's what having that extra attacker will do for you. And one that a lot of people know is the same composer that did the music for the Terminator movies, which those are good movies, by the way. I don't know if you could call them Halloween or just action. Kind of a scary concept. No, we're living that now. But with all the AI in the world. But, Beetle. He did the score for that. For Terminator, and he did the score for Fright Night, believe it or not. So that's talented musician by any way you slice it. So, East trying to get the ball back down deep, and they are not able to do it as Rapids with that extra attacker just not allowing East any room to move. As the ball comes loose, throw in for East. Picked up there first by Rapids. As Verhulst intercepts that pass. Now Rapids with the ball midfield going around the defense. Kick near side. That is Mansell as there's a whistle, and that'll be a foul on the Red Raiders going the opposite way. Free kick for East. Way in their deep end of the field. So no have to really worry about a scoring opportunity on that. Just the change of possession. There's some interesting trivia with the Fright Night movie is they actually had a second one that... It was actually the first one was a male vampire. Jerry Dandridge was the name of the character. And then in the second one, it's a female vampire. That's supposed to be Jerry Dandridge's sister that tries to avenge his death by Charlie Brewster. Roddy McDowell's in the movie. That's another good one. And there was actually online to make a third one. And that ties, and the reason why I bring that up is that ties into what's all big talk on Netflix now with the Egeen thing. There's making a monster with the Menendez brothers is someone who's financing that was the father of the Menendez boys and a producer. And, yeah, that didn't happen after that, clearly, that whole sad, sad story. As East's able to break the ball out of their end and up to midfield for a throw-in. 15 minutes to go in this one. As Rodeo Grill is that blast of Mexican flavor you never knew you were missing. Authentic food, festive drinks, and family-friendly atmosphere. Add some flavor to your week at Rodeo Grill. It's another one I haven't been able to get to, unfortunately, but it'll happen soon. As East with the ball, midfield. Rapids kind of backing off on the attack. But not going into prevent, because prevent defense in football and hockey and soccer usually prevents you from winning. I am sure Seth is just nodding back at the office. It sure does. Seen the Packers do that. Prevent defense prevents them from winning. As the ball comes loose, Rapids centering attempt gets kicked out of there. And then reeled in again by Rapids and kicked back out by Point, or by East. And it'll be a throw-in for the Red Raiders. I believe that is Neiman as he tries to send a one-timer into the box. And that's wide of the mark. Jackson Freeman chasing it down. As there's a little bit of a kind of a weird roll on that. And that's covered up by Kraft as we play with 13 minutes left to go. Of course, you can't beat the old classics. Wolfman, Frankenstein, Dracula. Those are all okay. Something tried and true. Shining, that's another good one. As East, they get the ball down. They're trying to get around the Rapids defense. Turned away by the defense. Ball still loose. Trying to turn the corner as East. Trying to get a shot off. As they have to kick it back out to open up the Rapids defense. East, no quit yet. And there shouldn't be. They're trying. They're going after it. As Rapids trying to break the ball to the other side, and they do, but now it'll be a throw-in for East. Of course, the movies that I just cringe watching, but I watch them out of curiosity, even though I've seen them a million times. I don't understand why I do that, but the Living Dead movies, those are always interesting to me, but they creep me out so bad. I don't know why I do that, but I don't know why I do a lot of things. It's East to have a throw-in here with 12 minutes to go. Oh, favorite old school one, 1963, The Haunting. Yeah, I've heard of that one. Yeah, that's a good one. I'd say the one that creeps me out the most was the remake of Dawn of the Dead, as we're trying to get the officials to throw the ball, to get the ball thrown in, and they finally do. East does, way down in the Rapid zone, but Zelagowski's there playing defense, and he's able to clear it back out towards midfield. But the remake of Dawn of the Dead in 2004, when I was in high school, that the only reason why that creeped me out so bad was it had come out, I think it came out in the summer. And that was right when I went to a Brewer Cardinal game there during summer with my friends. And they're you're listening to the radio and during the whole beginning of the movie. You know, Miller Park is a safe zone. Miller Park is a safe zone. If you need help, medical attention, proceed to Miller Park. And then when the stuff's really getting bad, they're saying Miller Park is no longer a safe zone. It is overrun. It has been whatever, compromised. No, leave if you are en route to Miller Park. And it's, I always think of that when we're driving up. We saw Miller Park over the horizon by the VA hospital and cemetery. And I always think of that whenever I get down that way. I'm like, creepy. Has 10 minutes to go in this one. Rapids leading 4-1, and there you have it. Big diving save as Hayden Pisek again trying to keep East off the board as they were able to get behind the Rapids defense. East getting the ball back deep again as Rapids just really trying to preserve this second half shutout. Big pop in the air by the ball from Zelagowski, and now Rapids back on the move. Now Rapids trying to pin it deep as East now trying to bring the ball back up. And of course, there's other ones. You know, you mentioned Poltergeist. The Omen, Children of the Corn. But how about the Stephen King classics, though, Seth? Christine, Maximum Overdrive, Silver Bullet. Those are all really good ones, too. I always thought Carrie was a little creepy. Not My Girlfriend, the movie. Even though Carrie loves Halloween, my Carrie. But we'll leave that discussion away. I don't need to get back to hurry. Hey, Mike, was talking about Carrie being creepy on the radio. Don't need that. There's 9 minutes to go. East got the ball coming back into their offensive zone. I think there's going to be a throw. Yep, and there we go. East player finally got a ball to throw it in. Throw in coming for East, far side of the pitch. 8 minutes to go. Rapids trying to block any attack that East has. As there's a stoppage of play, and I believe a penalty kick coming for East for a handball in the goal box. So, 72-15. There you have it, 72-15, East going for a PK to cut that Rapids lead in half. They can do it here as Donovan Young doing the honors. As he lines up, Pysyk getting on his line. Ball moved up to the correct spot. Pysyk looking big. Trying to guess the right direction, and he doesn't. And there's a goal for Wausau East. 4-2 now after that PK. And East, they got just under 8 minutes to score two more. We'll see if they have it in them here, and we'll keep you here for it. 105.5 FM WIRI. This has been a good one. Rapids up on top. We'll see what they do. As the Rapids will get the touch here. And they do. Zelagowski booms it all the way down. Picked up by Kraft. Oh, East. They are throwing in here. Rapids putting a couple of their attackers back out there. Don't want to be caught flat-footed now as the ball bounces in. Picked up by Pysyk. And booted back out. Midfield, where East headed it, but Rapids got there. Far side, Zelagowski. Real physical play over there. They're letting them play on, which is good. Always like a good physical game. Under 7 minutes to go. The ball goes across the way. And last touch by East. Throw in coming for Rapids. And maybe salt away another minute, minute and a half. Coming up. Actually, last week, another good Halloween movie that was watched, Night of the Comet. I mean, it's typical cheesy 80s. As shot comes in for East, and that's going to be covered up by Pysyk, keeping him out of the net. Throw over to the near side. Verhulst picks it up to Jackson Freeman. Back to Verhulst. Then as Kaysen Smith. Trying to get to the ball, was unable to get there. As Rapids getting some of their bench involved in this game. Can't go wrong with that. As we are just under 6 minutes to go. Ever see The Exorcist from 1973? I did not. No. I did. I can't say I saw all of it. It's a pretty creepy movie to me, too. As free kick coming for the Red Raiders. And a foul by East with just about 5 minutes to go. Rapids up 4-2 over the Lumberjacks. 5 minutes. Free kick coming, laser in there, rebound, shot and a goal! One-timer and in the far post, Rapids adds another one as that goal by Kobe Volhurst. So Rapids answers that PK with a free kick. Iverholst, and there is now a 5-2 lead. And that's got to be your Wayne Larrabee, Randy Paul dagger. If the one before wasn't, that one was. Good job in Rapids just by keeping after it. And then Seth mentioned the It miniseries in the 90s. Yeah, that's... Yeah, that was a creepy one, too. I saw parts of that, and... No, not for me, man. I remember being a little kid and seeing The Shining, or part of It, too. No, not for me. As there's a little pushing and shoving over there. Foul against Rapids, so free kick coming up for East about midfield. 75-45 time. And we're just about 4 minutes away from the conclusion of this one and our Halloween movie conversation. Some of our listeners are like, thank goodness, I want to listen to soccer. As the ball comes through the Rapids defense, and that'll be played by Pisek. Picks it up right in front of an East attacker. They eat up just a little more time. 76-14. I still say the scariest movie that I ever dealt with is every day when I close my eyes before bed and I replay the day, you know, going to work. That's terrifying. Free kick coming up for the Red Raiders here. As Verhulst, near side, takes a shot. That comes through the box. Shot just over the crossbar. Schmidt nearly got in on the scoring. As that is going to crank us back down to about 3 minutes left to go. As I'm getting informed of a couple things in my family. Sorry about that pause. As we're under 3 minutes to go, Rapids up over East 5-2. Rapids trying to get the ball back down the field, and they do. They've got a whole head of steam going. One low shot scooped up by Kraft. Rapids keeping the pressure on them, as they've been able to get a bunch of their frontline backups in. And guys who probably haven't seen a lot of varsity action, you can't tell them to stop playing. You better not, at least, as those kids are still out there playing hard. Might be the only varsity action they get this year. Who knows? As there's some pretty good footwork going on the other side. Center attempt, Kaysen Smith trying to get in on the ball. He cannot. As East trying to clear it out. Under 2 minutes to go. And out of play. Goal kick coming up for East. Ball comes up. Played midfield. Into the back to the back line. Rapids able to salt this one away, ladies and gentlemen, and get another win in the Valley Conference as they will move to 3-1-4. Good for them with two left. One against Everest, another against Spash. Two teams they tied, so they'd probably like to win the regular season series. There's 1 minute left to go in this one here at Woodtrust Bank Field, Southwood County Stadium. You know, Seth, I actually, you know, we didn't even talk about the Friday the 13th movies or Nightmare on Elm Street with Freddy. Yeah, we didn't even talk about those. What's wrong with us? Well, besides the obvious. As East getting the ball up into play, under 30 seconds to go. One timer screaming into the goal box, headed out of there by the Red Raiders. 15 seconds to go as East just trying to get last minute little push, and Rapids clears it, and that'll probably do it as 10 seconds to go. Rapids going to come out here with a 5-2 win with 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And there is your Red Raider winner as they take down Wausau East 5-2. Seth, take about a minute break, and we'll be back here at the postgame show here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Well, that was how you probably would have designed it if you are a Red Raider fan, as they took an early lead, saw it go by the wayside, and kind of what's been a trend lately. But hey, they answer back and got it done as they were able to come and pull out the 5-2 victory over Wausau East. Rapids got the scoring started when East was whistled for a handball in the goal box. Penalty kick came up, Isaiah Torque. At 10:06, buried it for the 1-0 Rapids advantage. Now, East, and they got it back. They got it back in a hurry. As with, I think that was at the 22:49 mark by my writing, they were able to get it back as Peter Nakarani was able to bury the ball off of a bang bang play as Bisek was able to come out, play defense on that shot. Ball squirted behind him and slowly trickled over the goal line for the goal. Tied things up at 1-1, but Rapids was not done. 33-43 off a corner kick by Lane Neiman. Rapids got the lead back for good as Nathan Michard, he buried that with a header. And then not even 3 minutes later, off of a free kick by Neiman, Deegan Armagost buried that with a header as well. Then, kind of the story started, the end of this game was just at shortly before the half. East's, we'll check the name, make sure I get that right, East's Lucien Nakarani was whistled for his first yellow card as Rapids held a 3-1 advantage at the break. Well, those statements kind of can tell you what happened as early in the second, 7 minutes into the second half, Lucien Nakarani got his second yellow card, which constitutes as a red card, kicking him out of the contest and having East have to play a athlete down the rest of the way. And Rapids made him pay as Diego Patino was able to get his own rebound and bury it past Andrew Kraft for the 4-1 lead. And then East, showing no quit, big tip of the cap to them, on a penalty kick for a handball in the goal box. Donovan Young was able to bury it and make the score 4-2, give him a two-goal trail. But, hey, Rapids still no quit, as in the final 5 minutes, The Red Raiders got their final score by Kobe Verhulst to make it 5-2. Rapids outshot East 6-4 in the game as Andrew Kraft finished with 6 saves, Aiden Pisick with 4, and Rapids held the corner kick advantage 8-1. So, Rapids comes away victorious. Third time was a charm for us on air, and I'm very happy that we were able to get it as they able to get some big points in the Valley Conference standings, as they might not be able to win the conference, but they can finish highly in there. As I said before, Rapids now sits with a record of 4-5-5 overall and are 3-1-4 in the conference. We're East. They are now 9-4-3 and are 3-2-3 in the conference. So that'll just about do it here from Woodtrust Bank Field, Southwood County Stadium. As I want to take a moment, and high school sports proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar and Grill, East Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission, and our good friends at Homestead Golf Course. WRI sincerely appreciates the support of all our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Home of country favorites and classics, 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio, 105.5 FM, or on the Civic Media app. Well, that was a fun one. Get to do it again on Thursday. That time, it will be Nakusa taking on Cooley Christian, and what should be a fun one from the Nakusa Sports Complex. So for all of our sponsors out there, thank you so very much for all of those wonderful dollars to help bring these games our way to our listeners on the final home game of the regular season for Rapids Boys Soccer. So, again, all our sponsors, thank you. Seth Habiger back in the studio. Awesome job as always. Had a lot of fun talking Halloween movies. Even a couple texts I got, they were even able to contribute. And gosh, that's fun. Always like doing that. As we were able to still bring you a very high-quality soccer game that Rapids came out on top over East 5-2. So, for again, for Seth, for all of our sponsors, for myself, Mike Comer, good night, everybody, and we'll catch you next time here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 WIRI, home of country favorites and classics. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
It's a shot in the dark that you just